So we ask ourselves the question, what is the quantum hologram? One of the answers that we may use to describe what the quantum hologram is all about is us. It is the way that we live our lives. It's the way we respond to the challenges of our lives in the presence of one another. And when we're alone and we think no one is watching, it's what we become from within, knowing that our actions are literally the fabric of the stuff that lives in between the nothing. The second question, what is it made of? What is our quantum hologram made of? This is a question when I had the opportunity to share this information with the young people in the senior conference that I spoke of earlier. Young people were very curious, and they said, well, if this web, if this net is really there, how come we never see it? How come we don't know about it? What is it made of? And I asked them the question back. I said, what could it be made of? What is the language of what the stuff of our world is made of? What is everything around us, the language of creation? And there were just a couple of people in the audience that answered back immediately, and I don't know if they'd heard this from their parents or if they've done this reading on their own. They answered back, vibration. They said, the stuff around us is vibration. Our world is all vibration. And they were correct. The quantum hologram appears to be a form, a highly refined form of a vibration. And it's a form that Western science simply does not discuss. I'm not going to say they don't acknowledge it. I'll say they simply don't discuss it much and may feel that it simply isn't relevant. In your mind's eye, I'm going to invite you to think of a graph that stretches from left to right. And on the left end of the graph are represented the long, slow vibrations of our world, what we call radio waves, broadcast waves. This is the stuff that carries the signals from our televisions and our radios. And on the other end of that graph are the very short, very fast, high-frequency waves we call X-rays, gamma rays, and on up from there, cosmic rays. That graph, from the left to the right, from the long waves to the cosmic waves, is what today in scientific textbooks it's called the electromagnetic spectrum of information. What our science says to us today is that the events of our lives, the things that happen in our world, are what they are because of vibrations that we find that fall somewhere within that graph, from the long, slow radio waves to the very short, fast cosmic rays. Our world is made of vibration. However, what's so interesting about this is there's only one little tiny piece, one little piece of this entire spectrum that's called visible light. And it's within that little piece of visible light that all of the events we can see with our eyes occur. What the ancients knew is that everything in our world is what it is because creation is made of only five patterns of energy, and that's it. The atoms of our world, the molecules of our bodies, the stuff of this stage, of this wall, the way ice forms, they are all made of patterns of nature, atoms or molecules coming together following one or some combination of those five patterns. In sacred science, they're called the Platonic solids. And you know them as the tetrahedron, the octahedron, the cube, dodecahedron, the icosahedron. If you don't know those, you're not familiar with them, you don't have to. The reason I'm sharing it is because when you see this, you know it's important, even if you don't know about sacred geometry, and here's the reason why. You live every one of those patterns in the womb of your mother from the moment that you were conceived as a sperm and an egg. The sperm and the egg begin to divide following those patterns. This vibration is holding all five patterns simultaneously. All five patterns. What scientists have found, when you look at diatoms in the ocean, those tiny microscopic animals, and they form their skeletons to very precise geometric shapes, why do they do it? They are tuned to patterns of geometry, and their skeletons are mirroring that geometry. That's what's happening. This is the stuff our world is made out of. Well, you know that. You know our world is made of vibration. Here's why this is important today. What you may or may not have considered, and we're not taught this in our culture, is that your emotions are vibration. Your feelings are vibration. Your thoughts are vibration. Thought, feeling, and emotion, separate yet related. As you learn to marry them in very specific ways, your thought, feeling, and emotion, that vibration
interacts with the vibration of the world around you, and you elicit changes in your body and changes in your world that we're only beginning to understand. If there was ever any doubt in your mind that our world is made of pattern and geometry, pattern and geometry underlie everything that we know, that we can taste, feel, sense, smell, touch, create in our world on a physical level, and what researchers are now finding is on the non-physical level. The same laws govern the non-physical aspects of our world. These are powerful in your psyche. You'll think about these for a long time because your body is over 70% water. You have about 1 trillion or so cells in your body. Every one of those cells is holding a drop of water, and that drop of water is responding to whatever thought, feeling, and emotion you're holding in any given moment in time. From the moment you were created in the womb of your mother, inside the watery womb of your mother, until the moment you leave this world. The question is, are we aware of the patterns that we're holding in our bodies? Western science, this is one of the places where there's a huge gap and a glaring inconsistency. Ancient spiritual and religious traditions in the language of their time not only say to us this is true, they take us one step further and they say this is how you apply it in your lives, and they give us step-by-step instructions if we have the wisdom to recognize that. And we see it in texts like the great Isaiah scroll, many of the indigenous traditions.